two cabinet-level secretaries are taking a look at North Dakota's energy industry. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox are looking at needs and opportunities, and they're hearing from people who want things to slow down. It's all part of the Quadrennial Energy Review.
We've had groups here all week taking tours.
North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness says while it's good for the two secretaries to have a public meeting and hear from people, it's also good that they're getting more of a first-hand look at the energy industry.
That's our number one message, is go out there and take a look for yourself. There's a lot of room. This footprint of this type of oil development is vastly different than anything the world's ever seen before. So get out there, take a look. Yeah, the talks are important today, but they're not as important as what they're going to see firsthand when they get out there.
And it's not just oil, it's coal and renewable too.
We have the means to produce the energy that we need in this country.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp convinced Moniz to come to North Dakota.
We've got to build out infrastructure and we have to have certainty in policy.
Heitkamp says this will be the first time in 20 years that a sitting energy secretary will be visiting the Great Plains Synfuels plant, which was built as a partnership between private industry and the Department of Energy. She says Secretary Moniz is also interested in keeping coal as a viable energy source if the technology can be developed to reduce carbon emissions.
The United States of America burns about 1 billion ton of carbon from coal emissions. China, 4. You know, people are living in a dream world if they think shutting down coal in our country is going to solve the problem as they see it.
Heitkamp says the secretary needs to know there are innovative ways of making coal burn cleaner. At least one environmental group, however, appeared to urge Moniz to put the brakes on oil development.
It was all rushed through much, much too fast without adequate planning for infrastructure and regulation and monitoring.
Marie Huff is former chair of the Dakota Resource Council. She says issues such as oil spills and natural gas flaring show the need for more federal oversight. Huff says state officials have not done a very good job with regulating the industry.
A story that keeps coming back to me is when in grade school when we learned the myth of King Midas, where he was offered the opportunity to have a wish, and he wished that everything that he would touch would turn to gold. And it seems like North Dakota officials have been kind of living out that myth that we're becoming very wealthy, but in the process we're ruining the rest of our resources in our state.
The secretary will also tour the Tioga gas plant and will be out on a drilling rig. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.